335 BCE, where he opened his own school called the Lyceum. Unlike Plato's Academy, the Lyceum focused more on collecting data and observing nature. Aristotle and his students performed research, studied animals, and took notes on what they observed. The Lyceum became a major center of learning, and it rivaled Plato's Academy. This is also where Aristotle wrote many of his famous works. Later in life, after the death of Alexander in 323 BCE, the political climate in Athens became difficult for Aristotle because of his connections to the Macedonian court. Accused of disrespecting the gods, Aristotle decided to leave Athens. He fled to Chalcis, where he passed away in 322 BCE. Even though he had to leave Athens, his legacy lived on through many of his writings and the influence of his school, the Lyceum. Philosophy in ancient Greece. In ancient Greece, philosophy was not just something people studied in school. It was deeply connected to society and politics. Philosophers were public thinkers who took part in debates about how society should be organized, how people should live, and what knowledge really was. Their ideas were shared through speeches, writings, and debates, and they often spoke with political leaders and everyday citizens alike. Before Socrates, a group of thinkers now known as the pre-Socratics laid the groundwork for later philosophy. These early philosophers, like Thales and Heraclitus, were mainly interested in explaining the universe using reason and observation instead of myths. Their work influenced later thinkers like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. Socrates shifted philosophy from the natural world to questions about human behavior and knowledge. His student, Plato, developed the theory of forms, which suggested that the physical world is just a shadow of a higher, unchanging reality. While Aristotle was influenced by Socrates and Plato, he disagreed with Plato's idea of the forms. Aristotle believed that reality is made up of physical objects that exist independently and can be studied through observation. Aristotle combined the logical thinking of Socrates with careful observations of the natural world. This approach set him apart from earlier philosophers and helped shape the future of Western philosophy. Aristotle's impact on Western thought. Aristotle's influence on Western philosophy is massive and lasting. His work, which brought together logic, ethics, science, and metaphysics, created a system of thought that many scholars have used for centuries. Unlike Plato, who focused on abstract ideas, Aristotle focused on studying the real physical world. He believed that knowledge comes from observing and understanding the things around us. One of Aristotle's biggest contributions was his work on logic, especially his idea of the syllogism. A syllogism is a type of reasoning where a conclusion is drawn from two or more premises. This way of thinking became the foundation for logical thought and influenced both philosophy and science. In metaphysics, Aristotle introduced the idea of substance, which he described as the true nature of something, independent of how we perceive it. He also created the concepts of potentiality and actuality, which explain how everything has the ability to change or become something new. Aristotle's work on ethics is found in his book, Nicomachean Ethics. In this book, Aristotle explains that virtue, or moral goodness, comes from developing habits that help a person live according to reason. He believed that virtue is found in moderation, a balance between two extremes. This idea is known as the doctrine of the mean. Aristotle also made significant contributions to science, especially biology. He was one of the first people to study living things and classify them in an organized way. While some of his ideas about the physical world were later proven wrong, his efforts to move away from myths and towards scientific study